Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, baby, we got a weird one for you this week.
That's right. It's me, it's you, it's her.
This week, our special guest is Miss Ma'am. She's all the way from New York.
And I'm the Real Big Dipper.
And I'm David Cross. And we have a wonderful discussion. We get a phone call from one of our favorite bottoms, tops, Kiki Ball Change.
That's right. So thanks for calling in, Dr. Ball Change.
And listen as we discuss the history of Miss Mamshi and where she came from and why she does it.
Love M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Oh, how you slept, you stupid little fucks, you nestle, fucks, you dirty little fucks. Welcome back to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm
David Cross.
Mr. Sirhi.
Okay, I see what you're doing here.
And you're Berg Derper.
Berg Derper. I'm sitting here in front of a mirror. Because
just the mirror.
Just the mirror and me. Oh, you punched me? Punched myself. My mirror is smarter than I am. Are those the glasses you wear all the time?
Yes.
Sweaty.
I didn't realize that we both wore clear glasses.
I would call those brown.
They're clear. I can see through them. I see you. You know what I mean?
But they have a tint to them.
Yeah. Yours are, okay. But they're clear.
Well, they're translucent.
Translucent. I'm not doing well.
I'm living for love on the beard. We'll talk about how you do meth later. Why don't you introduce our guest?
Please welcome, it's Brooklyn's own mean queen. Girl, where do you think you're going? She made you a plate of spaghetti, and now she wants to know why you're asking for an open relationship. It's Miss Mamshi!
Hello, ma'am.
Oh my God, hi, divas.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for being here. The wild and wacky sloppy world.
Oh my God, thank you. Here, let me center myself. Sickening.
You've been working. Where were you before L.A.?
So before LA, I was in Chicago, but like right before LA, I was in New York for like 2 days for the Lunar New Year, and then now I'm here, and then next I'm in San Francisco.
Wow, it's nonstop.
No, it is draining. I have to keep moisturizing or it's going to show on my face.
Is this sort of type of travel schedule new-ish for you? Are you beginning your global domination? Are you Lady Gaga in 2008 doing any little shit chicken podcast? Because soon you will be the star.
Oh my God, no, soon I'll have my own podcast here just called She. Hers is.
Okay. Hers is.
No, yeah, so like.
I think Sheree might have an issue if you call it She.
Yeah, she gonna fight you.
No, it's fine. Just don't tell her.
Okay.
Just don't tell her. No, this is like my second time doing something like this. Last year, I traveled to a few states as well.
Yeah.
But I think this is like the first time I'm like mostly flying to travel to go somewhere, because usually like I'm an Amtrak diva, you know, sit on that lovely seat, you know, take that 2 hour ride, maybe hour and a half. Like, but now here I am like.
Where are you taking the Amtrak for only an hour?
Philly.
Oh, got it.
I go back and forth between Philly and New York a lot.
Gotcha.
I did that ride once and it was actually so nice. It was like way better. Oh. They had bought me a flight. And I was like, I'm just going to get on the train.
Girl, the New York, Philly, D.C., even to Boston, if you can finesse
the business class,
the train, it is so much better than all of that, the flight mess.
And you don't have to go through like security like crazy. You can literally show up 5 minutes before. I mean, why are we? Why?
What, why
don't
do we
have a super rail? Why isn't there a super rail?
Why don't we have a travel pod?
Oh, that'd be
all
sick.
All we do is talk about traveling.
But okay, so you've been in LA. Oh, sorry. You're coming to New York.
Well, I'm also, I'm Rhode Island soon enough. So I'm going to be in the East Coast area where they do trains and things.
They do trains out there.
I do have a Gigiana.
I hope people come. So you've been in Los Angeles for about a week now?
Yes.
Are you living the fantasy? It is the rainiest time it's ever been.
Insane.
But honestly, it's so much better than being in New York right now. Like, after I left, it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is that, like, people will be like, oh, my God, like, you know, like, I love the snow, this and the third. And it's like, as a New Yorker, it's like, yeah, you know, like, it's cute to have that little fantasy. But then the next day, it's either just slush or ice.
Right.
And then that lasts for days.
Yes.
As opposed to the snow. So this trip was like perfectly timed. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Like, by the time I get back to New York, I think it still will be winter. Like, but like, I think that like we'll be like creeping into spring because March is when, daylight savings happens. We get that extra hour back of sun. So I'm like,
they gotta stop with that.
We gotta quit
I know.
It. Arizona doesn't do it and they're doing fine.
Well,
no, and that's what we've been saying.
We've all been saying. Arizona's been doing. Did you have fun at Fat Slut?
Oh my God, I had the best time at Fat Slut.
And
I loved
your
doing that
second
party.
Time doing
yes,
Fat Slut.
Yes, this is my second time doing Fat Slut. Like literally like one of my like favorite shows of all time I've ever done. Like so sickening. First of all, I love a bar that has food. Like, because in New York, we don't really have stuff like that except, like, $3 bill.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they have that, like, in the backyard.
That's, like, a separate – it feels like a separate business.
It's, like – it yeah. really is. But, like, at Precinct, they're just, like, someone will come and bring it to you. It's
in
like
the
a
dressing
whole thing.
Room.
Like, it's just so fabulous. Like, oh, my God. No, I love Fat Slut. I'm having a
– Wait, you forgot to get the fried pickles. You just got the chicken tenders.
I did forget to
– Me and Willem both said get the fried pickles.
I know.
Mm.
And you
I
still had me on
Willem.
The pod. Oh, working with Willem was fab. It was really fab. She's so lovely. Like,
I know.
It was, we didn't get to talk much though. Like, I feel like, because of how fast the show runs, it's like, we're all just like going in, getting ready, doing our number and then jumping to the next. Like, but I love a tight ship.
Don't we all?
Okay.
Okay.
But last night I had the honor of seeing you grace the showgirl stage for the first time.
I know.
Now, that was insane.
That is a wild experience, is it not?
No, I was like so nervous. Like that was the gig that I was like most nervous for because like I think like showgirls is such it is such an established show.
Yes.
And so like when Morgan was like, oh, like we are gonna have you, I'm like, oh shit. Like I was like literally like it's one of those gigs that's like you think like, oh my God, like you don't just like get the gig. It's not like you did it until you have impressed people after the gig.
Yes.
Right.
Because you could get the gig and then it could be like, well, thank you so much for coming. Like, I just hope that flight home is safe, you know? And that's what I was so nervous about. Like, in my mind, I was like, what if I do this? And then Morgan McMichaels is like, you know what? Love that energy for you. I hope you do great in Brooklyn, okay?
What was the reaction?
She was, oh my God, she was lovely. She told me that I'm welcome back anytime. She was,
so nice.
She told me I was amazing. And I was like, oh my God, like, are you serious? And she was like, I was like, thank you so much. She's like, don't thank me. It's the truth. And I was like, oh, that's severe.
I think that Morgan gets a bad rap for being like kind of crazy and kind of kooky, but like she truly knows what she's talking about when it comes to drag. And when she's putting that show together, like she's been doing it. She knows.
She is so in her element in that show.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how many steps are from the front stage to the second stage, the little dip. She knows when to reach over and grab the tip. Like watching Morgan work the room at Showgirls, you're like, oh, okay, bitch.
Yeah. I
see why they brought you back just to shoot a ping pong ball out your butthole on that one episode of Drag Race.
But it's true. She has like such a great technique of like engaging with the audience because when she's I love that for you. She's
trying to
pull that hair out. When she's like engaging with the audience or walking back and forth, you feel like she looks every single person in the eye. Whereas there's some performers that you'll see in a similar space where all their thought is like just grabbing the money. And you're like, yo, you're not engaged in this performance.
She is a showgirl.
A showgirl. And you were a showgirl.
Yes, I was. I was like, okay, like, whoa, like. Is this mean my drag is valid? Like,
I don't think they'd ever seen a straight talk through no music.
Oh, no, you didn't know music?
Oh, yeah,
she did
no.
the Happy Orange commercial, Cole Escala's Happy
incredible.
Orange. beginning to end, and everyone just like lost their shit at the end of it. It was so good.
I don't know. There's something about that number that's just so like so cunt, because like it's just like, I know it's like an orange juice commercial, but there's something so powerful about like showing up to the gig, like, because that's the thing too. Like, I made my showgirl's debut in a blue tracksuit and a kitten heel and then talked about orange juice. And working, like Michael said, and we will have you back.
But that's incredible.
It was cut.
Have you seen Cole's play?
Not yet. I'm trying to go, like, when I'm back in New York.
Okay.
I have.
I'm going on March 24th.
Oh.
You're going closing night?
Yes.
I'll see if there's if there's tickets available, because then I'll go.
Yeah.
I have potentially two more.
We bought the tickets the day it was announced. It was just the only time all my friends and I were going to be able to get there to the same city.
Ooh, I'm about to DM her and be like, hey, it's me.
I should have just DM'd her.
Girl.
Because I know.
I bought the ticket.
You think she would have got back to you? She barely got back to us to do the show.
She gave me her phone number now.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
We had Cole on the show.
Oh, sickening.
She threw us for a loop.
Remember, because you were going to come to that, and then you said, the next day you said, now what time should I show up to the venue?
Wait,
but you can go ahead and mark your calendar for April 9th, because we'll be back at the Sultan Room doing a live Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's right. And then I texted you, was it the day after?
It was the day after, being like, what time should I get there? I do want to meet Cole. I was like, Diva.
Now, so we normally save the voicemails for the end.
Oh.
But I want to play this one.
It's me. I'm calling from Chicago. It's Dennis. I'm sick, and I wasn't going to call. But I'm calling because I'm sick and tired also of you always going to New York. I am clapping. Like Nipo at the Target. Come to Chicago. Chicago is ready. Come to Chicago. Come for market days. Come on. I don't know. You're from Chicago. I know you still know people here. That slot in Chicago. Now I'm clapping. So I'm clapping again. I don't want to be a clapper, but you need to come to Chicago. I'm sick and tired of you just going to New York and going to LA and going to places in the South. You can't forget about Chicago. I will be there. I'll bring friends. I'll suck Big Dipper's dick. Big Dipper can suck my dick. I don't care. I'll hook up with Meatball. I don't care. I'm ready for it all.
Just
please come to Chicago ASAP. Thanks. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Did you feel that aggressive audience members in Chicago like that? Did you experience that?
No, I experienced a lot of love. That was
I am clapping like meatball in a Target.
Okay, that was so sickening.
Should go to Chicago, but I must say it's a little bit, I've talked to a lot of the queens in Chicago, and it is kind of difficult to find a venue that will allow you to destroy their venue.
Oh, yes. Sure.
And the basement of Metro is hot and steamy.
Yeah. Where did you play in Chicago? Where did you do, what gigs did you
Not do? Berlin.
Well, it's close.
Oh, rest in peace. Oh, my gosh. No. Miss Berlin so much, though. That was where my first time doing Chicago, I performed there, and it was magical. It felt like when I did Fat Slut, like that audience reaction. Oh my God. But when I was in Chicago, I did Fantasy Nightclub.
Okay.
Which is, I believe, and if my Chicago divas, please correct me if I'm wrong.
They will. They love to.
They will. Neutrogena, come get me.
I love her.
Oh my God. You need to have her for this, because I can't imagine what she would say, but Fantasy is like not, I don't believe it's like a gay club. It's like one of those clubs that has gay nights. Mm. So like I did a show called After Midnight there, which was really sickening. I did it with Neutral, Ari Gatto, Lucy Stuhl, Bambi Banks Kool-Aid, and Sherry Poppins.
Oh, amazing. Oh,
that's an incredible lineup.
Oh, it was so sickening. Like really sickening. It was just like, and I could tell it was like a straight club, because the stage is like it's like small but up and elevated, but then the huge dance floor is also your stage, so like the audience is just so far back, they're there, but like when you're up there, and like when I first walked up there, I was like, oh my God, like no one came.
I
hate that feeling.
Yeah,
where you're just like, where you want to perform, but like people are so like far back that you're like, you know, hold on, y'all. Let me catch the bus to y'all.
I don't like that. I feel like people should be on the dance floor. Like, I want my audience to be right with me.
Right.
I don't want to have to, like, walk around a huge space. It feels weird.
It feels
like... you love a big old space.
Well, I like space to move. Mm. Great. Let's take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back! So Brooklyn Drag.
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Mary Cherry. Why?
Love her. Love Mary. I'm so sorry. Love Mary down.
Why are you sorry?
Metropolitan barbecue.
The Metro barbecue, sickening.
Would you eat the hamburgers?
I didn't. I did do the barbecue once, but the day I did it, it was pouring rain. Oh. And I don't typically eat when I'm in drag. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll snack on something. If someone hands me something, like, a chip or, like, nothing where I have to, I hope, this is a very terrible statement, nothing where I have to really extend my mouth to eat it.
Yes.
I can't.
What do you mean extend?
You know, like, when you open your mouth, like imagine, like, we're at the sauna right now and someone tapped you. Like, you know when you're about, you know.
She gathered you.
But,
like this.
Yeah, like I eating
and
in drag
you won't
is not
do
my
that
tea.
In drag.
No. I just don't
Delta
like
won't
in drag.
Either.
I guess that's true.
Because it's, you know what it is? It's like, because then, like, what, you know, when you're eating something and you're just like, okay, she's back at Steamworks. Okay.
Back that.
Like, when you eat in drag for me, ooh, it's just like, what I'm like, I always think, like, what if I take the wrong bite? And it gets on me because this is all makeup. So I'm
right.
Like, you can't just wipe that off. It's so I'll just, like I said, that like that one, like if someone's like, here's like a very like skinny petite fry. I'm like, give me that.
Or like you could put your nail into like a tiny gherkin.
Yes.
Small food. Yes. Because see, when I do my makeup at Precinct, I like start on my eyes and then I order food. So I'm like eating it as I'm doing my eye makeup. But then that's the last thing I eat until the makeup is off. Because you don't want to get grease in your, like, mouth area.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So many things we don't think about.
Exactly.
And we can't pee.
Yeah, can't pee, can't do anything. And then also, if you pad for your drag, like, I wear, like, these, like, thick pads, so I have to wear, like, a lot of tights. That puts a lot of pressure on my body. So, like, if I eat, I can feel that I've eaten. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. When I used to corset all the time, I could, like, feel the food sitting.
Like, if I were to eat, like, something in drag and, like, with all that on, I would just want to throw it back up. So It's, wow. I know.
Performance art, though. Performance like, maybe you art. Could make Brooklyn. That a number. So Brooklyn. Dear.
I could make that a number and probably, like, charge, I don't know, $50 at the door for it. Oh, my God. You Brooklyn should. Art Basel. I could do this.
Do they do a Brooklyn Art Basel?
Hell no.
Not yet.
What?
I love where the millennial.
You, where did you get your name from?
Etsy. No. I... so I came up with my name before I even thought to do drag. It was in college because I used to always get mistaken for a cis woman, and which never bothered me. I was like, okay, like that's the T. Come on now, stop playing with it. And
stick it in. Stop playing with it.
Oh, not stick it in, please. At least get me a glass of wine. But I was like, what? Y'all don't like a little sip of something? Jesus.
Tequila. Oh, and meth.
And meth. Girl, the meth, please.
We'll get to it.
Oh, my God. Not the meth, girl. But
fuck.
Basically, like, my name came from the fact that, like, it was actually, like, I came up with it in a moment of, like, anger at someone. Mm. Basically, like, I knew this girl who I was friends with, and she was like, you know, like, oh, like, she's over there, this and the third. And it never bothered me, and I never corrected her because I was like, okay, T. Like, but she was, like raised small town. So she would, like, do this thing where she'd be like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to say that, like, very loudly. And, like, it'd be, like, a whole moment where she'd be like, I didn't mean to say that. You're not that, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, that would bother me more. Because then, because it was such a visceral reaction, like, in my mind, I'm like, people are going to think I'm like a tender queer. Like, don't call me, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because her overreaction to your slight correction.
Yeah. And even then, I wouldn't even correct.
Oh.
I'd be
she
like,
would just be like, catch herself oh, my mistake. I called you a woman.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
It'd be like, oh my God. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to say that. Like, I know you're not one. And I'm like, I'm not. And then it'd be like,
I'm not me.
And then I'd be like, no, it's fine. Like, I tried to, like, play it cool because, like, it was this, I was in college and, like, it was just this one time she did it in, like, a crowded hallway and people just, like, stopped and, like, looked at me. And I was very pissed. I didn't want to, like, have, like, a pissed reaction. So I just kind of, like, took a breath and I was like, you know what? Because, like, I was just like, you know what? Don't even bother apologizing. Why don't you call me? And I literally went, Miss, Ma'am, She. And then I was like, that'd be a sickening drag name. And I just held on to that for, like, a year and a half before I even considered starting doing drag.
Wow.
Because I'd never heard a name like that.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous.
Thank you. The fantasy, right?
Like, Mr. Serhi.
You know? No, Mr. Serhi is giving it to me right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on now. Oh.
Is there a house of she?
I don't have any kids, but I do have a drag mother.
Oh, okay.
My drag mother is Idine Quartz. So I'm technically.
She lives here, though.
She does live here. She just moved to LA like a few months ago.
Fun.
So technically, I guess, like, if the IRS was calling, it would be Miss Ma'am She Quartz.
Okay.
She's my mother. I have a sister named Audra Quartz back in Brooklyn. And then I have a drag sibling who doesn't do drag anymore, but they go by Alopexian Quartz.
Nice.
But I literally told her, I was like, girl, like, it doesn't make sense to add, like, it's just, like, we could, like,
yeah, you're yeah, my mama, but I'm not doing quartz.
Yeah. Just like I'm not Meatball Beat You. You know what
right.
I mean?
But Marta Beat You is did beat you the first time.
Drag mother, yes.
Exactly.
Have you met her?
No.
Okay. So you just won a Glammy Award in this dress.
So this dress I wore to the Glammy Awards 2 years ago when I won Best Comedy Performer for the first time. I just re-won it, which was crazy.
Oh, fun. Two awards.
Yes.
More than me.
This is my favorite dress. This is a Tom Ford like recreation made by 10 Yards Clothing.
Nice.
There's just something so I just was like I saw because I was at I tend to go off a lot. Sorry, go off, ma'am. She no. I went to the Met and. After they had the American gala.
Sure.
And when I was walking through it, I saw this dress on a mannequin. And
A man?
A Thetakin.
A mammakin.
A Thetakin.
A mammakin.
A mammakin. Oh, manager. Okay. And so I saw this and like it was this, it's a Tom Ford dress. And I just remember seeing this and being like, this was like elegant, like black dress I've ever seen.
Sure.
And I just remember being like, you know, the day like something comes up where I need something like really chic and like and glamorous, like I will have this recreated. So when I got nominated for that award last year, I was like, I need to, it was like, I'd never been to this, to the Glam Awards or anything. So I was like, I want to go and like have a moment because I'm not performing. I was nominated for Best Comedy Performer and Breakthrough Artist. So I was like, I wanted to like look fab.
Sure.
Like I didn't want to just show up and be like, hey, like I'm a drag queen in like a sparkly dress. Like I wanted to be like fab. No shade to the Glam Awards or like the divas because drag is all inclusive, darling.
As we learned with your appearance as Showgirls.
Okay. Did you just call me valid?
Yes. What are the Glammys for people who don't know?
So the Glams is like the New York Nightlife Awards. Mm-hmm. And so it's been happening for, I believe this was just the 25th one. Wow. So it's been going on for 25 years. And it's like, it's really sickening. Like it right now, it's at Stony Hall, which I think they moved there only a few years ago. And like,
yeah, when I did huge. It was at like that club.
You did it?
I performed there a couple times. It was at the
club. Were you nominated for something?
No.
Okay.
Just a performer.
What? Yeah, it's a performance space. It's a hall.
They do a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The venue, the nightclub that was at like the basement of the Out Hotel. Do you remember?
Yes,
this?
I think so.
What was that? Rock Hard. XL nightclub or something like that. One of those.
So
there's just so many in New York at this point.
A lot of clubs.
Who picks who's nominated?
So it's first they'll put out something where they put out it's like a
anyone can
like
nominate.
A form. Yeah, like it's like you so basically you can only nominate if you are a part of New York City nightlife. So it's not just for like drag performers. It's for like the DJs, the promoters, the go-go's, the anybody who's a part of nightlife, you know? And so basically like you have to like DM the Glam page or Cherry Jubilee who runs it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be like, hey, like I'm a part of nightlife, and then she gives you a code and then you get a form that you can fill out
it's
online.
Legit.
No, that's it's a legit. Whole thing. And you have to put like, I believe it's like, you have to write down like three names, like for each category for who you would
Holy
want nominated.
Shit.
Right.
And they're like, you know, cause it goes from like, you know, best dance performer, best comedy performer, breakthrough artist, best go-go, best party, best host, best club, best bar, you know, best event. And it's like a whole thing. And like, honestly, like some of the categories, like they'll be like, you know, best male performer. And like for something like that, I'll be like, oh, I don't really like know too many like go-go's and stuff because I don't work at like those clubs like that.
Right.
So I'll like call my friends and be like, girls, you got to give me a name. You got to give me a name right now.
You better not get your nominations revoked for next year by telling her.
Okay, to all the best male performers, I am sorry. This is my YouTube apology. Hold on. I am sorry.
One tier.
As a valid Brooklyn performer.
Bicoastal.
Bicoastal, in a human unit. I am sorry for my ignorance. Love you down though. And when we see each other, we will have a drink.
Slay. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Love you down. And we're back. Do you know Wicked?
Yes.
What do you think about the second act?
Of the musical?
Yes.
I mean,
Act One ends when she's elevated on a scissor lift into the sky and she sings, ah, down. And then you go for about 15, 20 minute break. You go pee, you get another cocktail, you grab a t-shirt, you sit down and it opens up.
Grab a t-shirt.
No, and you grab that t-shirt, that $75 t-shirt.
$75.
Okay. Gotta get a t-shirt.
Broadway. The second act of Wicked. I will say every time I go, I've seen Wicked like live. Mm-hmm. I forget that they do tie in the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Like every single time. I'm like, oh, they do bring her out.
How many times?
They do bring her out.
They do bring out Dorothy.
How many times have you seen Wicked every time you go? You said?
I think I've seen Wicked like four times in my life.
Gag.
I've seen it when I was a kid. My parents took me to see it like twice.
A child.
What's wrong with her being a child?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just keep forgetting how old I am.
No, I mean, I technically am 15. I am here on a work study, but
gotta cancel the rest of the talking points for the pod.
Okay, don't show what I'm drinking. And so,
wait, are you a born and raised New Yorker?
Yes.
That explains.
Going down to the Wicked after school just to have a good time. Let me go run the Wicked lottery, get my Broadway show on just to keep me busy.
And you went to college in New York too?
I did.
Okay.
I just stayed in New York because for me it was like, you know, why leave? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, now that you yell at people on the street?
No. Unless someone like I have to be like in the mood. Like if someone like really tries me, like I will be like, and why don't you go fuck yourself?
Oop.
Like, you know what I mean?
What about this situation? You're standing on a street corner. You're on the southern side of it.
Okay.
Cars are coming at you this way. Okay. You're waiting for a taxi. Hand up. Hi. Okay. Someone else walks up onto the corner in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Across the street. They raise their hand. They get the taxi first. Do you cuss them out?
No, because I would have to walk over to do that. I'm not screaming.
No, you didn't, because I screamed. I just screamed at them. I said, you ancient bitch, I've been waiting for 5 minutes. And she went and got in.
Well, because in her mind, and I think in any New Yorker's mind, you should know better about where to stand to get that cab.
Yeah, and if it's across the street, I'm like, okay, the driver didn't want me. Like, sometimes people don't want you in life, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes we're not going to get picked, you know? We can't all be the main character. Like, sometimes, no, don't, please. Not the lace front.
It's like how people really know where to get on the train.
Yes.
Yes.
So that it's right by their exit, so they save their 25 steps.
Oh, that's me. I love doing that.
I always know what, like, which especially like in terms of station, where to stand, where I'll be like, this area of the train will have the least people because at the station behind it, the stairs aren't there. They're further back.
Yes.
Like, that's what I do.
Or like, this car will not have human turds in it.
Clock it.
Flip it.
Bop it.
Reverse it.
Kill it.
Twist it.
Shake it.
She said that one to you.
Bake it.
Top it.
Verse it? No.
At least it rhymed. You are a viral doll.
Yes.
You stay going viral.
It's getting them sicker.
How do you...
Where do you think you're going?
Girl...
How do you translate your humor from the internet to real life? How do you choose what you want to make videos of? And are you thinking about, oh, this will really get them? Or are you just like, this is funny. This is funny to me. And that's all that matters.
So for me, like, it's always been like, if I laugh at it, I'll post it.
Sure.
Like, I don't really like, because I know that like part of like, being a drag performer nowadays is that you have to be your own social media manager to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And like, it is like tough because like, I will see like divas who like put a lot of work into like a certain amount of content and creating this stuff. But for me, like, I just make videos like really randomly, like when I'm inebriated. Like, the videos that have gone viral, like when people used to quote me for like, hi diva.
Right.
I'm
just not feeling this one.
I was like two frozen margaritas in outside of the Rosemont. And I had saw that Grindr video and I was like, now hold on now. You know what'd be really funny? And I literally told a friend, like, hold the light up. I have something really funny. And I just filmed that, like, not thinking anything of it.
Right.
The Domino's video.
Those ones are wild.
That one I like will play with the editing. I edit them while I'm still like either drunk or high
in the moment,
like in the moment, because like in that mind, like my mind's running and be like silly goofy. Mm-hmm. Like at that mind, like in that moment, I'm just like, wow, like I'm just like content creator tease. Like that video wasn't, I wasn't even gonna film that. I because that was, oh my God, that was like last summer or
something. Yeah, it was.
And basically, like, I have, so basically I do a Friday show at Good Judy's in Park Slope, mm-hmm. and I do it with my sister Roque. We do the early show called After Afters Pre-Brunch, the early show.
Something simple for the children to remember.
Something simple.
What? How early is it?
8 to 10.
Oh, so you could do that.
I've actually honestly been thinking about doing an early show like that.
It's so fab. Like, because then, like, when it's over, you could, if you want to, go to another show, or you could go home at a decent time and go to bed.
Like, talk about the bed. You know what I mean? I love bed.
Let's not bring the bed into this.
Okay, talk about the meth.
Talk about the meth.
Oh, not the meth, please. So basically, like Fridays, like it's the hour show, and then the late show is called Bad Judy's with Blue and Rain. Mm. And like when like Roque and I aren't busy, like we will stay for their show and then we'll all hang out afterward.
Fun.
And basically, like, our show had ended and their show was like either like finishing up or something, and we were like, oh, like let's get Domino's. So I was with Malibu, who is Rain's drag daughter, and she's like, oh, I'll come with you to get these pizzas. I'm like, okay, sickening. Like, I look so silly right now. Like, please come with me. And I don't know why, like, that mug, I've never really done like a mug like that from that video. Like, I was just like, let me be a drag queen for this. And she literally, we get outside and she goes, do you want me to just record you walking to get this pizza? And I was like, sure. And I don't, like, as soon as she did that, I was just like, you caught me. Like,
like, come follow me.
Like, I was,
or, okay, so, but in Chicago, you must have thought that through because you found the spot where
the rat hole
was in Chicago, mm. and you purposely were like, just come look at that, and like, did yes. that. So, did, how was that? Like, did you,
so,
well, not like, how was that, but like, you had to think of that ahead of time, and you're like, I'm going to be in Chicago. I want to find the rat hole. It wasn't like just a spur of the moment thing.
So, long story short, I texted Neutral. She was like, where are you staying? I sent her my Airbnb. And she was like, you are 2 blocks from the rat hole. And so Sherry and I were like, let's go take photos of it, like, after one of the gigs. And then after, I forgot which gig, we were, like, still up. We literally, like, walked 2 short blocks. And it just, there it was. And so in that moment, I was like, okay, like, I guess I'll film something. So sure. literally, yeah. it was just, like, I think I did it twice, like, 2 takes. I was like, because I was like, when it comes to stuff like that, like pre-planning it, I always get in my mind, I'm like, oh, now it just feels so like, I think the appeal of me is that like I film these things very
like off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like the editing, yeah, I'll do like, I'll be like, what if I just add this song to this?
Yes.
Like me adding Meatsky to me seeing the rat hole. And there's like a vial of testosterone in it with like change.
Yeah, I was
like,
what was so that sick. About?
Apparently, there's been like, there was like a problem, or like it was a thing that like when the rat hole like blew up, people were like coming out to do things at the rat hole. Like, I think someone like got engaged at that hole. Apparently, someone got married.
I saw a bunch of TikToks of people like throwing change in it, and they're like giving penance to the rat hole or whatever, and they're like trying to like, it's a whole thing.
And I'm just like, that's just so sickening. I'm like, and so like when I saw it, I was like, okay. And it's the fact that if you go to Chicago, it's on like maps. Like if you just like look through the area, it's one of those things that pops up as like a spot, like
as a landmark,
as an official rat hole. The rat hole.
The rat hole. Yes. Chicago rat hole is a hole shaped like a rat in the sidewalk of West Roscoe Street, the Roscoe Village neighborhood of Chicago.
Okay, so is it by Roscoe's?
No.
No, Roscoe's is not in Roscoe Village. Surprisingly.
But it's on Roscoe.
Yes, because Roscoe runs east-west in the city, and Roscoe Village is... Oh, I can't say a single word to her without getting made fun of. Shall we listen to a voicemail?
Yes!
Yes!
Well,
yes!
It's me. I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, it's her. It's her.
Yes, she's getting the poop and dump ready.
I was just listening to your podcast from Leith this week, and I have to say, I love the destigmatization of small dick top and hung bottom. Sometimes as a top, I mean, my dick is pretty average, but I like the top, and I don't need to be taking a 9.5-inch cock in my ass. I mean, I'm a shipper too. I love an older man with a huge cock that I can just shove all the way to the back of my throat.
Yes.
But I shit on it last time, and I don't want to do that again. So I love, love, love the pod. Love you guys. Hopefully get to see you during Bear Weekend in Palm Springs. Maybe not. I don't know if you guys are headed to Palm Springs or not. But anyways, bye.
Dipper will be there for Bear Weekend. I will not be.
It will have passed.
It will have passed.
Did you like the riff at the end?
No. I mean, more power to the people. More power to the people that can take like a giant 9-inch, 10-inch dick. I've only done it once or twice, and to be honest, it wasn't like super pleasurable, but I was like proud of myself.
It's the psycho twinks who take 10 Imodium and spend 2 hours douching who can take the 9-inch cup.
Yeah. Well, yes. But
that's what they do.
That's what the psycho twinks do.
Yes. I don't know. Like, I think it's always so like interesting, like when I'm out with the divas and they'll be like, you know, like I just need someone to like wreck me. I'm like, that's crazy. Is that bad to say?
No.
Like whatever you can fit in your parking spot, like I think that's sickening.
Yeah.
Whether it, you know, is a buggy or a bus, like go for it. But I just think like, because I you know, a few of my friends like are like power bottoms and stuff of that nature. And I'm just like, doesn't it get tired? Like the same way like people like will say to drag queens, doesn't it get tiring always being on?
Sure.
Isn't it tiring always being ready?
Like, David?
You know?
I hate having to always be on.
You know, like, I mean, because my God, like you, like, you know, it's what? Like, what did you say? How many Imodium?
Ten Imodium. This is what some twink bottom told us at the Gay Porn Awards. I don't believe him.
Max Lord.
I think he might have been on when I was on a couple nights ago.
No. The meth. There is, like, he said this in multiple interviews.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think if you have to, if you're doing it for yourself, like... I mean, sure. Like, if that is, like, your thing. Like,
he might be doing it for his family. You don't know what he does with his earnings.
Like, I know people, like I said, like, I know, like, bottom, like, power bottoms and bottoms, like, who will be, like, for me, the pleasure is, like, the fact that it's painful. And I'm, like, that's so crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Like, I'm, like, do you need a hug? Do you need better help? Like,
no, they want a swift kick to the face. That's like the pleasure is the pain.
That's what like people who are into fisting like. It's like more of the pain and the lack of control. I think.
Girl, they don't talk about no pain when the fisting happens. They talk about the pleasure.
Pleasure.
Well, anyway, I think little dicks, great. Big dicks, wonderful. Whatever you want to do.
How about medium dicks?
Medium dick is beautiful.
No, it's all sickening. Like, yes.
Come on, genitals are sickening.
Okay. Just 10 Imodium, that's crazy.
So are nipples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell everyone why we keep talking about meth?
Y'all, the other night, I went out, I was in a dark place, y'all, and I went to the club, and someone offered me cocaine, and I said okay, and I did a little bump. So what? Sue me. I haven't done cocaine in a long time. And then... someone else was offering me cocaine as well, but this time the cocaine was in like the small corner of a sandwich bag.
And how was it before? In like a beautiful,
it was like
a, sealed,
it looked like
perforated...
a normal cocaine bag, and this one was like the guy was like, my dealer gave me this or whatever for free, and so I did it, and it didn't smell like cocaine, and it didn't make me behave like cocaine, and I later discovered maybe I had snorted meth. And that was 2 days ago, and it took me about 2 days to come down off of, because I did a lot. I did a lot of it. I went back for seconds or thirds. And I did a lot, and I was up all night. I stayed up for 2 days.
Have you ever done meth?
No. I've
done it once before.
Oh.
Not on purpose, again, accidentally.
How would you say this trip was?
Worse. Supposed-
oh, worse. But you know what?
I was
real,
so
though.
Horny. I was like, I was on the apps. I was like, who's going to come over and fuck me? And I was like, what is wrong with me? So I just cleaned my house. I did all my dishes and I cleaned the house.
Meth makes you horny?
You joking?
I've never done meth.
It's like one of the big things. It's tea, baby.
No, that's meth. Wait.
Crystal?
You know the girls who are like, I like to party.
Capital T. I want to blow clouds.
I've only ever been offered meth like maybe like 2 or 3 times. Usually people will like, I think people mostly know that like the only thing I do is smoke weed.
Yeah.
So like they'll be like, okay, girl, like we got the blunt. Like sometimes like someone will be like, oh, girl, like, you know, you want to come to the bathroom? Like I have a key. We can do a bump. But I'm like, no. I almost did my first bump in Philly though. I was hanging out with the girls and my friend was like, here, like come do this. And I was so drunk. I was like, you only live once. And then as she was bringing it to my nose, she goes, okay, like, don't mind, like, the burn. And I was like, excuse me?
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm so sorry. It burns? And she's like, yeah, but, like, don't, like, it's fine. And you get a drip. And I was like.
Yeah, the drip is the worst part.
No. I was like, I'll do an edible.
Was it cocaine for sure?
Yes. Everyone.
I don't know. Sometimes it's K.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me one time, too. Someone told me it was cocaine and it was K.
Damn. Maybe we gotta just stick to water.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so crazy.
I just am like the type of person that doesn't actually need to do drugs. Like I'm crazy and wild, and I'm fine with just tequila.
Same.
For a person who doesn't have to do drugs, you surely do a lot of them.
I don't do drugs that often. Next call.
Well, I guess I just have no frame of reference. But
how often do you think I'm doing drugs? I don't smoke weed.
At least once or twice a week?
No. Maybe once a month. Just once. Twice this month.
This month included the 3 weeks that preceded this week.
Yes, where I only did coke one other time.
Yeah. I mean, in a recession, so.
Didn't you have like some crazy night with a friend?
That was last month.
Okay. You told me it was last week.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm on a lot of drugs lately.
Hi, sloppy fuck. So I have something to say. I've been living in the same space for almost 2 years now. My roommates are great. They're straight, cis people. They're always on vacation, though. So
that's a gay thing.
So over the past year, they said that my door is, like, somehow just soundproof. They never hear me. And I was thankful because I was like, me and my boyfriend used to argue in there, and I hope you guys don't hear that. But they said that they never heard anything. So I was like, great. Cut to maybe last week or so, I was fucking this guy, and he's so loud. And I don't mind because I like him. So he was being very loud, but I was like, it doesn't matter. My roommates can't hear me anyway. So my roommates have been gone for the past week, and I've just been moseying around the house, and I never usually leave my TV playing because I like to catch every little minute. But I left it playing, and I went outside of my door for a while, and I noticed I could hear every word on the television. I could hear everything. So they lied to me at first to protect my feelings of, you know, not wanting to embarrass me about hearing me argue with my ex. But now they're in a space where they're hearing me fuck this guy every week so loud, and they can't tell me now that they can't hear me. So is that gay? Or like, what do I do? Like, how am I supposed to, I just tell the guy to shut up now? Are we just supposed to live with this lie with my roommates? They're great. I don't know. Tell me what to do. Goodbye.
When I used to live with roommates, never really had sex when they were home.
Yeah.
So maybe that? The arguing with your boyfriend, they were protecting you.
Of course. They heard
every word.
Right.
And they probably talked about it a lot when you weren't home.
Oh, dinner conversation.
And they were like,
on end,
and they were probably sitting there in the living room just looking at each other going, oh my God.
Yeah, that's when you like grip onto the friend and you just look with the mouth agape.
I mean, because like I'm sure like, I mean, whoever you are who just called,
Love you
down. Keep having sex, safe sex, and
what does that mean for you?
I forgot.
What does safe
sex
mean for me?
Yeah,
you know, protection. I just in my mind, I'm just like, you know, I think if your straight roommate was like, you know, wow, like your door is magically soundproof in the apartment. I would be like, I would interpret that the same as like when you're a kid and they're like, you know, your hamster, he went to the farm.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
A little white lie just to make you feel better.
But now they're listening to you fuck this guy and it's loud. So.
But those are real allies, because if you're out here fucking this man and they're not saying a word about it, they're either, maybe they're bisexual tees, okay?
Maybe they like it.
Right?
Now, you made it very clear, caller, that you're saying the man that you fuck is loud.
Yes.
Not that you are loud. So maybe it's actually fine for them, because all they hear, they don't hear their friend going, they hear some random dude their friend is fucking go,
Is there exactly. a time that they're just not home? I just don't understand why you can't do it when they're not home. That.
They're on vacation right now.
Exactly. And you can tell your straight friends, like, hey, listen, like, it's June. You're going to have to leave the apartment for, like, 3 hours.
Oh,
it's Pride.
You could go ahead and develop a noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
Like, cue or call to action.
And honestly, like, especially, like, from
AirPod Maxes or whatever they're called.
Okay, clock this tea, baby. Like,
okay, sweetie.
I think that... Especially with like that situation, you're saying you used to argue with your ex-boyfriend. I'm sure they're probably just very happy for you. They're probably like, oh my God, he's getting
it's
back
over.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see how loud he's screaming? He's fine. He's back.
He's giving him that good dick. He's back, baby.
He's back. We're going to go to Panera after that.
Get that lemonade that'll kill you. Next call.
No, what I want is I like a bread bowl.
I don't like Panera.
Everyone hates on it, but
I don't
like
Panera. It's gross.
The bowl is edible.
It's just a loaf of bread, boo.
So weedy.
So weedy.
Pour that broccoli cheddar soup on my bread.
So weedy.
That's what I'm looking for. What kind of ma'am does man she go for?
Oh.
Or person.
I mean, I'm honestly not very picky. I also don't really like date or do anything, to be honest with you. I'm like, I like my solitude, if that makes sense.
I don't need a man in my house.
No, kind of like that. You know what
Whoopi.
I mean?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Also with like the amount of like I work a lot and I don't have time for it really. I don't really have a love life like that, just because I'm like in my mind right now, I'm like, oh my God, like I can worry about that when I know that like if I do like one booking this week, I don't have to work for another 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
I see.
I'm very much
you're
more focused
on your
like,
bag.
Yes. And like financial, like not only just stability, but like happy, like enjoying life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So like, and also I don't date because like, or I, not, I don't, it's not that I don't date, but I'm not like out there like looking, especially because like when you're like a Brooklyn performer and stuff, it's like, people overlap.
Right.
And for me, that's not my tea. Like, because I see how, like, some, like, people get into relationships and either be great or then suddenly you're like, hey, how's it going? And it's like, oh, so-and-so, like, we broke up. Person's dead to me. I don't want to see that person booked at these clubs. And suddenly it's a whole thing. And, like, you know, for like, I would love a man who has nothing to do with nightlife.
Sure.
Who, like, has, like, a, like, who's, like he works at some kind of office, right? And then I'm like, he's like, oh, how was your day? I'm like, oh my God, like so good. Like the numbers are good. I was like, how was your day? He's like, oh my God, you know, crunching those numbers, wow. And then
that sounds like dream life.
Right?
The numbers.
No, exactly. And then we sit on like the, you know, the Raymore Flanigan couch and like watch some good TV or something. Like I'm very like, I guess pedestrian, like, I don't know. Just, but I think a lot
of people are like that.
Yeah.
But I go for any man. Like, I don't really have, like a type like that. Like, if someone, like...
Neither do I.
I'm just like, hello.
You're just being Miley.
Yeah, and then also sometimes if, like, sometimes when men try to flirt with me, like, I'll be in drag and I'll be like, oh, like, I don't think you're trying to flirt with me. I think you're just a chaser.
Yeah. I was going to say the chasers probably come out in full force.
Last night at Mickey's, one of them came up to me and was like, I think he, like, walked past me and was just like, you know, like he's just like literally it was like a drive by, like walks up and just like slides in like, oh, I want you, and then just walks away. And I was like,
I want you.
No, like it was, and I was just like, oh my God. And I'm standing there in a blue tracksuit. I'm like, wow, this does it. Hollywood. Okay.
Everyone last night, it was crazy. They just walked up to her and would be like, why did you ask for an open relationship?
Yes.
Or like, I made spaghetti, like just saying quotes at her.
Girl.
Where do we think we're going?
When they know, they know. Florence and the Machine fan?
Oh, of course.
Girl.
singer?
Where do you think you're going? That's not Florence and the Machine.
No, are you talking about like, hey, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Not that one?
Isn't that the same song?
No.
No.
The one
is Lady Gaga.
Right, that she sings with Florence and the Machine.
So that one, same album, it's... so
White Wine Ladies.
No, that's a third song.
That's a different song.
Wait, how do the songs go?
So it's,
on the album Irene?
Jolene. Very close, okay. Joanne.
You're a mess.
Me?
Did you do the math?
No, baby.
When I go, girl, yes. I'm quoting Million Reasons.
Yes.
You're giving me, okay.
Oh, because she sings, girl, where do you think you're going?
Yeah. No. Oh, no, I'm not quoting Million. I'm quoting the song Joanne. Oh, my God. Yeah.
The girl. Song Joanne is, girl, where do you think you're going? Where do you think you're going?
Okay.
The Florence one is called Hey Girl.
Hey Girl, drink this white wine with
no.
me.
No.
Okay.
The wine is a different
one. The wine
one
is called Pinot Grigio Girls.
And that one's just like, it's the sound of like eight girls at brunch going, yeah.
Woo!
The mood board for Joanne was just girl boss. Like,
she's a pink hat girl.
Pink hat girl. Where do you go for brunch in New York?
Shouldn't go to
like
brunch.
If I want to like enjoy food or shows.
Either one. Any answer.
Oh my God. Brunch in New York. I never am up really for brunch, but... Oop. If I do go to brunch, I usually go. My sister, Athena, she has a brunch in Times Square at this restaurant called, oh my God, wait, there's two of them. They're like, there's a sister, because one is in the Financial District and one is in Times Square.
Okay.
They also have a drag brunch at that location too. I believe I go to More Loco. That's the one in Times Square. When Athena watches this, if I get it wrong, she's gonna call me so fast. And then there's Tora Loco, which I believe is the Financial District one, and that's with Jessica Rose and Frida Cox.
Did Dallas do one of those?
I think she did the downtown one. Downtown one's weekly. The Midtown one is like once a month, or they rotate hosts, I think.
Amor Loco.
Oh shit. Well. I don't wake up for brunch. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
In New York is hard.
Yeah.
It's like, who wants to go do that?
Oh, you know what was a sickening brunch?
Beautiful.
The Body Beautiful brunch, SNO
at the
Chase
Standard
brunch.
Hotel.
Oh my God.
I just find it so funny that like really, I saw a tweet that said something like, you know, brunch girls are the salaried drag girls.
Yes.
You saw that tweet that was circulating. Just because like they really do put in the 9 to 5 punch the clock. Like sometimes like Delta will text us about like brunch at Hamburger Mary's and she's like, there's three seatings. We're done at 3:45.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, oh, you've been doing drag all day long. I just find it funny that I feel like that idea of a drag brunch encroaches more and more and more into mainstream culture than anything else. And when I think about drag, I think about it as a 2 in the morning type gig.
Yeah.
And they're talking about eggs at 10 a.m. with full guiche doing a jump split.
Because, I mean, brunch is just like, I interpret brunch as just palatable drag for like mainstream audiences.
Yes.
Because that's the thing, because it's like, you kind of like, I don't want to say babying straight people, because it's
sure.
Like, look, you can sit and you get a meal. Look, they're going to dance.
Do top 40s for you?
What do you
you're
do at brunch?
Know
juice?
Every song.
Lizzo?
I'll do a juice. I'll do Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I'll just do songs that people know.
Exactly. It's going to be like, look, she's going to perform Shania Twain. Have this mimosa.
Would okay. you like to drink more?
Like, brunch is where the money is.
And they always have that, what's that egg dish I hate?
Eggs Benedict.
Like, if you want to get tipped with someone who has a savings account, brunch. Okay.
One more call and then we should.
Nope, no more calls.
Oh.
Well, I can do some text messages, actually. Hold
on. Read a couple texts.
Down.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was such a wonderful time.
Oh, my God, no. Had the best time.
I it's so wild. Well, it's not so wild, but it's interesting the way that your drag, because there are so many girls from Brooklyn that all have very different and unique aesthetics and styles of performance and all of that. But it's really interesting that yours has translated so well to so many different scenes. And I was like, I wasn't concerned, but I was just intrigued by how West Hollywood would take it, because like no one's doing that there.
Yeah.
And they ate that shit up.
Here's a text message we received.
Oh, yes.
Thoughts on this. Hey, Dipper and Meatball, recently you guys were talking about making out. Meatball mentioned sucking on a guy's tongue. Just had to share that I recently remembered this while hooking up with my boyfriend. So I sucked on his tongue and he came almost immediately. Thanks for the hot tip, baby.
Oh.
You're like tongue sucking.
You know what I mean?
You're like.
That's good to know, especially if you're like tired. It's like,
because
it's like, hold on, give me 10 seconds. Next.
Well, you know, we all have that button.
That is T.
I think most people have that thing where it's like, if you bop it, twist it, and turn it in just this right motion, you'll take me over the edge.
Okay, that Achilles clit, darling. Well, I'm not going to say heel, I don't wear them.
You were, though. You were.
Oh, I bust out the little kittens for them.
I know. I was expected to see you in some running shoes last night, but you were in a heel.
I was like, no, this is Showgirls. Like, I can't, like.
Whatever. Last time I wore heels to Showgirls, my foot went through the stairs.
Oh, my God. No. And that's why, like, for Frat Slut this time, I, like, kept the heel short. And I had my. First of all, I love a sneaker. Because I wear sneakers that, like, go with my looks. Mm-hmm. I don't just put on, like, a Converse and go, hey, y'all. Like, I feel like I do make it, like...
Hey, sure.
Hey, Diva.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, it's me, Kiki Ball Change, the New York City queen that is begging Meatball at every opportunity to be on Fat Sluts cast. But that's beside the point. Actually, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I think that's kind of fucked up for me to say. Please, anyway, listening to the pod while doing my makeup, and I heard Big Dipper talk about getting his booty hole punched in, and he had a question about his prostate. Based on my experience, yes, your prostate does get hard when you are close to coming or when you are responding to anal, penile stimulation. It does get hard. It is normal. You don't need to go see a doctor.
Thank you.
That's it. If I'm not in Fat Slut in New York, I will be coming to see it. Love you both. Goodbye.
Dr. Ball.
If I do the new one. Good. What is it? Goodbye. I don't know. Okay, bye.
What is the new one? Wait, what is it?
You just went in blind to do that, no problem.
Well, I'm hoping that it'll come to me while I'm screaming. Kiki Ball Change, everybody.
Dr. Ball Change, thank you so much for letting me know that, yes, during arousal and during anal stimulation, the prostate will swell and get a little harder, and then it goes down after you come.
Oh, my God.
I'll put you in the show if you send me your alt.
Oh!
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did y'all plan to play hers because I'm here?
No.
Literally, no. I just checked the voicemail and it just came through. That is serendipitous.
Well, I love her.
Did you see her rose?
Why? Oh, no, because she's a New York queen. Like, I know Kiki.
I know. Yeah, that's so, what
like, to hear her call in about that.
Well, because you know she's punching prostates.
No, because Kiki cracks me up. Like, that was so, like, that was just, I did not expect her to be like, Just so you know.
And your children's children will know. The prostate does get hard.
That prostate baby is on diva mode. Okay. Put the sleigh in translation.
You want to hear the new riff?
Yes. One more time?
That was too loud. Hold on.
Way too loud.
Sorry.
I'm not afraid. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
I love that that's your... But give it up, Warren. Come on.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't do that. There's too many key changes.
Key changes?
Yeah, she's hitting different notes.
Well, that's notes changing.
Oh, yeah, notes. Too many notes.
She sounds really fab.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I think we should wrap up.
That's the math.
I'm so sorry. The past 5 minutes have been gagging me.
Who knows what happened today?
Well, thank you so much for being here, Miss Mamchi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can everyone follow you?
Oh, my God. You can. Okay. Oh, my God.
You're locking it in.
I'm getting there.
First and foremost, Kiki, when you do watch this, love you down. That was so funny. Second, no, I'm so sorry. Her, like, that is so funny. Like, she really ate with that. But
I know she'd be fucking. I know that to be a fact. She, like, fucks. She cleans up.
She is sexually active.
She cleans up.
Okay? The comedy queens get down. Like, you want to talk about, like, the drag queens who have sex? Oh, my God. Comedy performers?
And the burlesque.
Can't get enough.
Musical girls, musical theater girls, Alexis
musical
Michelle.
Musical theater, comedy. Let me tell you something. They run the ramble like a weekly, okay? Let me tell you.
That's where Dahlia Sin fucked Boomer Banks.
I did hear about that, yes.
Breaking news right here on the pod.
News, breaking news.
Yeah, we are journalists.
Wait, so where can everyone find you again?
Oh my gosh, so sorry. Yes, so everyone can find me at Miss Mamshe, that is MissMamshe on Instagram, X, Twitter, and TikTok. I don't have Facebook because they asked for like a last name or like a legal name, and I was like,
Quartz.
I was like, clock it. And
Twist it.
Oh my God, that could be my Facebook name, Clock It Quartz.
You could be like on the Housewives, you could run a whole thing forever and ever. Spilling tea about your drag house, and then all of a sudden at a dinner on a windy beach, you could reveal that it was you the whole time.
Honestly, I had this idea recently where, like, if I start to get bored with drag soon, I was like, what if I change, like, make a new account with a new drag name, right? Change, like, my mug, everything. Like, I show up completely different, and I start doing open sets again as a new, and I tell people, like, yeah, I'm, like, a new performer. And they're like, no, you're Miss Bam. She's like, no, I'm not. Like,
I'm Clocky Quartz.
Okay. I'm Clocky Quartz.
Okay.
You should do it. You should come up with another character. True,
the most method actress way of being a Brooklyn drag queen.
Math.
Very
Meryl Streep of you.
Into the woods. Well, thanks so much
for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod. You can send us an email at SloppySecondsPod@gmail.com or call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-9180. And don't forget to like and subscribe because you... And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Oh,
and you should try it in your soft, controlled head voice. I think it's nice for all the people sleeping at home who sleep through this while they listen.
Wake up, faggots.
And if you want to sign up for Mom Plus Gold, you can get access to our premium content. That includes a vlog from our Vegas trip, plus 3 other bonus videos, monthly episodes of Sloppier Seconds. You get our full video episodes of this show uncensored behind the paywall. And it's a really great time over there on Mom Plus Gold. So go sign up at mompodcast.plus. Have you none or?
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.